Art of Living by Swami Ramsukadas Maharaj Ji. Chapter 4. Art of Living in the World. In fact, it is difficult to give up self-conceit and attachment. But if brothers and sisters pay attention to what I say and put it into practice, they can give up self-conceit and attachment very easily. There are two factors which are responsible for domestic quarrels. Everyone wants others to do the work and bear expenses, while he himself wants material comfort, respect and praise. If we reverse the order by giving comfort, respect and praise, etc. to others and do the work and bear expenses ourselves, goodwill will develop. It is the nature of a human being to get his desire fulfilled, and by getting it, he is pleased. Out of all other desires for money, honor, praise and life, etc., this is the main one. This is not something good. If the man, instead of fulfilling his desire, starts fulfilling the desires of others, he may attain the supreme bliss. In this connection, two factors which are to be kept in mind are that first, their desire should be just, and secondly, it should be within our power. To do so, there is an easy method that we should determine not to take anything from the world, but to give things to the world. Why to give? We have to give because we have received from the world. Now I am going to tell you something vital. Listen to it. The purpose of this human body is to attain God realization, and he can be attained very easily if we adopt the right method to live in the world. There is an art to do a piece of work. If the work is to be done in accordance with it, it is completed very easily. Similarly, there is an art to live in the world. The art is to do our duty without having any desire or lust. We have to take nothing from others. This human body has not been bestowed upon us for sensual pleasures. The aim of this human body is to serve others. Prove yourself the best son for parents. Serve them to the best of your capacity without having the least desire to get their possessions. Request them to hand over their possessions to your brothers or sisters, but give you an opportunity to serve them. You cannot get out of your parents' debt by serving them. Then what to do? Keep them pleased by serving them. Their pleasure frees you from debt. The mother suffers a lot of pain in giving birth to a child and bringing it up. The child cannot repay for it. Anyone may say that he is prepared to get the shoes made with the skin of his body for his mother. But he can be asked whether he brought the skin of his body from the market. He has also received from his mother. She has brought him up. You may become a very learned man, but in childhood, the sisters and brothers who are sitting here did not even know how to sit, walk, and eat food. It is the mother who taught them all these activities and brought them up by facing several troubles. While playing, you broke different articles, got entangled in plants, tried to catch poisonous animals such as scorpions, and tried to put your hand into fire. At that time, it was she who protected you. You started drawing lines in the stool and urine because you had no sense. Today you may hate such an activity. All this knowledge was imparted to you by her. Sometimes brothers, being conceited, say there is nothing uncommon about it. I want to suggest that they may have the child on their lap for a few days, bring it up and see the result. It is because of the maternal power that she has brought us up. Therefore, respect your elders and parents and serve them. God doesn't love those who do not respect their parents. No one believes them because if they do not serve their parents, whom will they serve? God is pleased with the person who serves his parents. Obedience leads to salvation, that is, God realization. Therefore, the brothers and sisters should be obedient. By being obedient, they will work hard and serve others. Hard work will root out egotism and conceit. Your service to others with the things you possess will remove your attachment. Thus, you will be free from attachment and egotism. Also, serve your equals and juniors. To bring up the youngsters and to give them training of virtuous conduct is also service because it will keep them happy throughout their life. Therefore, give good training to boys and girls so that they may become good and virtuous. These mothers, if they desire, can lead the world to blessedness because all of us initially come to their lap, play there, and take feed at their breast. Therefore, the nature of mothers affects boys and girls. So, by giving them good training in childhood, the mothers can make them very good and responsible citizens and improve the lot of the country because the influence of childhood lasts forever. Unlike men, the women have selfless maternal power which has been bestowed upon them by God. If they make right use of their power, they can be very easily free from attachment. Be liberal and benevolent in the use of things. Serve the poor, the sick, and the distressed who suffer from shortage. Their heart is the abode of God. Therefore, by serving them, you will serve God. Therefore, do not have feelings of hatred, malice, and jealousy for them. Don't feel proud of your excellence and superiority. You have got this excellence and superiority because of the people who are inferior to you. Therefore, the rich people should make the best possible use of their money by helping the poor. It is because of the poor people that you have got the privilege of being called rich. Thus, the poor people have given you this honor and happiness. Therefore, it is your duty to serve them. Similarly, respect and obey the elderly and respectable people because they have brought you up, protected you from harm, given you learning, knowledge, and wisdom. In this way, you will be free from their debt, not by paying it back, but by being excused. Thus, you will be free from conceit and learn the art of living in the world. In this way, by loving and serving others, you will be liked by the people of the world. A human being, whether a male or a female, a saint or a householder, should prove his or her utility. If he does so, he will lead a very happy life in the world. Now the question arises, how to prove this utility? The answer is that you should make proper use of your time in the best pursuit. There is nothing as precious as time because if you have time, you can become learned, rich, famous, and a good householder. Time can get you all these things, but you cannot get time by giving all these things. You cannot get even a single minute by spending all the earnings of your life, but you can get all these things by utilizing time. The company of devotees of God, even for a moment, is better, and it cannot be compared with emancipation or paradise. Goswami Tulasidasa has also declared in the Ramacharitamanasa that the sum total of the luxuries of paradise and the bliss of salvation cannot be compared with the bliss of the good company even for a moment. I have already told you that time is very precious, so do not waste it on trifles. The people keep the money in safes, but time cannot be saved in this way. Time can be saved and utilized only by being alert. Otherwise, it will be wasted. The people who made right use of their time by having a disinclination for worldly pleasures and inclination to know the Supreme Essence became saints and exalted souls. The time which is devoted to good company, the company of saints and devotion of God, is the most precious time. Therefore, devote your time to the best of pursuits such as study of sacred books, constant remembrance, loud chanting and service. Don't waste it in worldly pleasures, jokes, smoking, shows, movies and cards, etc. By smoking, you set fire to your time, money, freedom and health and pollute the atmosphere. Someone asked the saint whether he smoked. The saint replied that he did not smoke, but the people made him smoke by leaving a puff of smoke towards him. Thus, smokers give trouble to others who do not want to smoke. It is said in the Ramacharitamanasa, there is no duty like the welfare of others, and there is no meanness like giving trouble to others. How pitiable it is to give trouble to others and to disturb their freedom by devoting your time to such useless activity as smoking. By devoting that time properly, you can attain God and become a devotee about whom God declares, I am a servant of my devotees, and they are the gems of my crown. Thus the people who devote their time in devotion become the gems of his crown. Is this precious time to be wasted in useless pursuits such as playing cards, etc.? No. If you had spent the time in studies, service and doing good to others, there would have been the right use of your time. But you waste that precious time for nothing. The condition of our sisters is also very pitiable. They waste their time in gossip with members of the family. If no person is available, they go to the neighbors to gossip with them. If they utilize that time in constant remembrance, loud chanting and study of the sacred books, they can attain the supreme bliss. What was the reason of Mirabai's emancipation? The reason was that she adored God. So she has become so much exalted and famous. But do you know the name of Mirabai's mother-in-law? No. Therefore, a man becomes great and exalted by adoration. So the first point to be kept in mind is not to waste time, but make the best use of it. The second point is that you should do your duty very efficiently. Develop the skill of doing your duty. Whatever business you may have, do methodically and efficiently. Whether you are a student, a cook, a washerman, a sweeper, or a domestic servant, perform your duty properly and sincerely. Like a servant, please your master with your work. If your master terminates your services by being displeased, he cannot deprive you of the skill which you have gained by performing your duty properly. In the science of ethics, it is mentioned that Brahmadeva being displeased with the swan may turn it out. But can he take back its art of separating milk from water? No one can deprive you of your skill and efficiency which you have gained. Therefore, go on developing your skill. I have heard from householders that the mothers and sisters who are expert in the preparation of eatables are respected and invited by others to their houses for preparation. But don't have a self-conceit of possessing the skill, because self-conceit degrades a man. Give up egotism and perform your duty efficiently, not for honor, money and praise, but to purify your inner sense so that you may develop your devotion to God. By developing your skill, there will be great demand for you. The third point is that you should observe economy. Be charitable and virtuous. Protect the elderly and the poor people. Help and serve those who suffer shortage. Maintain your body with simple food, clothes and accommodation. One who is extravagant becomes dependent. It is within your power to spend less, but it is beyond your power to earn more. What do people do? They become extravagant and so try to earn money by foul means such as falsehood, fraud, dishonesty and betrayal. But they cannot earn more in this way. It is not within your power to earn more, but you are free to be economical if you wish. But you do not do whatever is within your power and try to achieve whatever is beyond your power. Therefore, you are grief-stricken throughout your life. You can maintain your body whether you have very delicious dishes or a meager meal. If you are ill, take medicine. Fulfill the necessities of life to maintain your body. But don't run after new tastes and fashions. It is a blunder to run after them, being instigated by sense organs. To escape from them and to lead a free life, curtail your expenses. In these days, people think it is wise to earn money, but actually they are mistaken. They have not earned money, but they have wasted the precious time of their life. When you die, not a single penny will accompany you. All the money that you have earned by foul means will remain in banks, lockers and boxes. But the sins which you have committed by adopting foul means to accumulate money will go with you. The bundle of sins which you have committed by black marketing, smuggling and the non-payment of taxes will go with you. You think that by doing so, you have done something wise, but actually you have degraded and harmed yourself. You have accumulated the capital which will remain here, but spoil the capital which might have gone with you. When you die, this money will remain here, the other people will use it, and you will have to suffer pain. Thus, you pave the way to hell. Is it wisdom? No, it is a great folly. You may say that you were not aware of the fact, but now you have known it. So be determined not to earn money by unfair means. Work hard, honestly, and live within your income. This is the fourth point. Some people say why they should not continue earning money by foul means when their reputation has already been tarnished. But is it wise? No. So give it up as soon as possible. Suppose a person is having his meal and another person informs him that there is poison in it. Will he continue eating it? No. He will throw the morsel from his hand and start vomiting. Secondly, they argue that it is difficult to earn one's living by fair means because in the world of today, the people and the law force them to adopt foul means. Without it, they cannot remain alive. But I want to ask, how long will you remain alive? You cannot be immortal. You will have to die one day or the other. So why do you want to die a sinful death? Has this human body been bestowed upon you to commit sins? The people who were determined not to commit sins and injustice and worshipped God achieved emancipation by pleasing God. Brothers, utilize your time in the best of pursuits. Every brother and sister should purify the inner sense by giving up sins. It will make the life pious for which the human body has been bestowed upon you. Therefore, do your duty with justice and honesty. These days, boys are put to auction at the time of their marriage. Their parents demand a dowry of thousands of rupees. Such is the pitiable condition today. Thus, girls are humiliated. It is not proper to humiliate womankind in this way. It is a matter of great pain and injustice that women are humiliated to receive money which is transient. I want to request the brothers and sisters to marry their sons to the daughters of poor parents. They will do the domestic work more efficiently than the girls of rich families who, instead of doing work, will become mistresses. I heard an incident of a girl whose parents were poor. When she became of marriageable age, the parents of the boy demanded a lot of dowry. Being disgusted, she requested her father to arrange the money at that time, and afterwards she would set everything right. She also requested him to hand in the money, not to give it as charity. Having been married, she went to the house of her father-in-law. She sat down on the cot and asked her husband to bring her sandals because her father had bought him for thousands of rupees. Being insulted, the boy did not eat food. His mother asked the reason. The boy said that his wife had insulted him by asking him to fetch her sandals. His mother asked her daughter-in-law why she had said so. She said that her father had bought him by borrowing 16,000 rupees. The boy decided neither to fetch her shoes nor eat food. These circumstances forced parents to return the money and the girl started to behave well like a newly married woman. Girls incarnate modesty. It is a matter of great sorrow to humiliate them in the society. It is injustice to adopt dishonest means to incur great expenditure. Its consequence will be harmful. Those who earn money by injustice at the cost of others cannot get peace. It will give them a burning sensation. The people who drink milk of a cow see that there shouldn't be any hair of the cow because if a single hair breaks, it will give pain to the cow mother and the thing received by giving pain to others is very undesirable. The parents of the boy should accept only the girl, not dowry, because the girl charity is a very great charity. They should think that if they get a daughter, they will also offer her as charity. The dowry is not kept at home, but distributed among Brahmins, daughters and other relatives. The sweets are also distributed among friends, relatives and neighbors. In this way, all the people are pleased and you are free from debt. After marriage, when things are sent by the parents of the bride to house of the bridegroom, his parents find fault with them for sending useless things. The bride feels keenly insulted. Who will like the reproach of the mother? Afterwards, when she becomes the mistress of the house, she avenges for the insult. Therefore, love and please her. Add something of your house to the things received. The people will praise her mother and she will be pleased. You may say that you will have to incur extra expenses, but by spending a few rupees, you will make her your own throughout the life. Is it an expensive affair? No. If you think over it, you will realize that it is cheap because it will please your daughter-in-law and develop the feeling of love and goodwill among the members of the family. She will have this good effect throughout her life. So have the feeling of a little renunciation. The farmers mix the best seed in the earth. Why? So that they may produce a good crop. Similarly, your renunciation will prove fruitful. Make the best use of your things. Bring up and educate your children properly so that they may become good and virtuous. You devote time to earn money, but you do not pay proper attention to the environment, activities, and education of your children. Brothers, they are the real property. Noble mothers have given birth to noble sons, saints, and exalted souls. The child is a fragment of the mother. Therefore, the mothers should give good training to the boys and girls. But today, several mothers give wrong training to their daughters. They teach their married daughters to keep their money under their own possession and let other members of the family do the work. This leads to wrangles and quarrels. Your daughter-in-law will also behave in the same manner, and then you will complain against her because good begets good and evil begets evil. This is Kali Age, Kali Yuga, the fourth age of Hindu mythology. As you sow, so you must reap. The negotiation is ready-made. Therefore, serve and respect your parents, mother-in-law and father-in-law. By doing so, you will put an example for the boys. They will copy you and serve you in your old age. But if you do not serve your elders, you will leave a bad impression upon them and they will not serve and obey you. Therefore, become good and virtuous. Nowadays, parents teach their children evil habits such as playing cards and drinking tea, etc. The children cannot drink milk because there is cream in it. How surprising it is! I recollect my childhood. While drinking milk, we used to see the drops of ghee in it. So ghee was added to it and then it was relished. In these days, not to speak of ghee, boys and girls cannot even drink pure milk having cream. They relish tea, which weakens eyes, disturbs sleep, and spoils brain and health. This is their condition. Therefore, brothers, protect and nourish cows in famine. How pitiable it is that you can maintain a car and a dog, but you cannot maintain a cow. This is the effect of Kali Age. Therefore, do not teach your children evil habits. By buying them fashionable clothes, you get pleased that you are improving the standard of your children, but actually you are spoiling their habits. Therefore, lead a simple life yourself and also teach it to your children. Work properly and enthusiastically and advise boys and girls to do the same. Engage a servant only if it is necessary, because a servant will not do the work so well as you do. Moreover, if you know how to do the work which the servant does, he cannot deceive you. Suppose he consumes more material, such as ghee in the kitchen. If you know how much it is to be consumed, you can control him. But nowadays, some people feel insulted in doing manual labor. Mother Sita, in spite of having thousands of waiting maids, cooked food herself, did every domestic work, and served her mother-in-law and other members of the family. Is it disgraceful to do domestic work? No, but today women may work in offices but feel insulted while doing domestic work. This is something very degrading. Also form good habits and nature. By doing so, there will be much demand for you everywhere. You will be free from attachment and will achieve the aim of life. This is real capital which you have accumulated and which will go with you. On the contrary, if your nature is bad, it will go with you to the other births and prove harmful. By serving others, you will be free from egotism. Thus, you will be free from attachment and egotism and will attain the highest position while living in the world. Therefore, I want to request the brothers and sisters to listen to discourses and put them into practice. By doing so, you will lead a good, free and peaceful life. The man who is free from attachment and egotism attains the supreme peace. The Gita teaches us how to attain salvation while working in the world. At the time of battle, Lord Krishna advises Arjuna, treating alike pain and pleasure, gain and loss, victory and defeat, engage yourself in the battle. Thus, you will incur no sin. Even the battle may lead to God realization. Therefore, do every piece of work enthusiastically, thinking it as service to God. Thus you will become pious, but have a constant remembrance of God, so that good intellect may be maintained. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.